Transmission Phase 3. Empowering one another towards a higher reality. Once again, the land of Kenya has called out to me. This time, with an urgency to elevate the collective souls in the country ahead of the 2027 elections. A window of time when people are particularly open to transformation. The work which I started in 2022 with the launch of my project Transmission is to be extended to reach further and wider across the nation, and by extension, the rest of the world. The premise of Transmission, to summarize, is there exists within the people in Kenya a rare divine power lying dormant that, when awakened, would lead the way in global consciousness. Under Transmission, a transformative vehicle in the form of a music track was dispensed to activate the enormous light in the land and the people. This was Phase 1 activation. In 2023, a visual component was added to the track with the launch of our exquisite music video. Together with my divine team, I amped up the frequencies of Transmission and allowed the higher consciousness embedded to heal where healing is needed in the country. This was Phase 2, awakening. Recently, I received a strong spiritual directive to launch Phase 3, advocacy. I am called to take all the invisible work that I have been performing and facilitating in the background to a level where real practical changes can be seen in the country. On the surface, this is by no means an easy undertaking. Many Kenyans in our current reality are struggling amidst an increasingly impaired economy and a hugely unpopular administration. A kind of pressure cooker atmosphere has been building, with some fearing an eruption of nationwide violence, the likes of 2007, still fresh in the collective memory. Yet in the domain of spirituality where our work is done, a lot of good can happen. Positive transformations are very possible in the realm of magic and miracles. By that, I mean observable changes in the physical dimension. Spiritual work, when exercised correctly, is indeed the most practical solution, yielding real-life shifts. The power to change lies inside. No matter what the external situations are, transformation begins by us coming back into our power within. At the end of the day, this is not just a Kenyan issue, it is humanity. Based on the premise of Transmission, Kenya possessing this rare power means that those of us here are the ones who will first awaken en masse to the higher truth that we are ultimately divine beings. Thus, initiating a wave of consciousness expansion throughout the world and lifting up the 3D lower reality stories of the world to higher versions of reality. From this perspective, the temporary disempowerment serves to drive home the understanding that we are far from powerless. We are free to wield our inherent powers, which have been concealed from our awareness, now made aware through the contrast of experiencing the opposite. Only by being pushed to the depth of powerlessness can we truly appreciate what real power is, and do so quickly. No more diluting your power. This is an era of bringing to an end the distractions, noises, and interferences, diluting our pristine consciousness. Most problems come from the lower mind spreading fearful narratives to keep us small and limited. The way we defend ourselves and try to avoid feared scenarios are how we become stuck in problems. Addictions and substance use and abuse are so normalized that living a clean, healthy life free of them is being frowned upon. Society as a whole has become brainwashed by forces with an agenda to block the expansion of light. Many still fall victim to such nefarious spells, which, unknown to them, are keeping them imprisoned in a cage of suffering. Becoming powerful is not about adding more to yourself, but to subtract the things you have inadvertently piled on in an effort to become better, stronger, improved somehow. Hiding from plain sight is the truth that who you originally are is more than enough. In your pristine state, free of distractions, you are infinitely powerful. Your presence is a doorway to magicalness. Returning to your pristine state, you discover that life is juicy. There is an abundance of beauty to behold, magic to be in wonderment of, love to heal all pains. They are always in existence. We just haven't given life a chance to reveal them to us. Not really. Instead, we choose to close the gaps of any sense of the unknown. When you stay present in the moment, what I call the secret mystical doors will open to unveil what this life truly contains. No matter what you're struggling with, there is another dimension right here, right now. This shift in dimension can be a subtle shift in alignment internally. One moment you're in hell, the next moment you're in heaven. Nothing outside has changed, but your experience of it is totally different. As you stay here, in time, the outside world will change too, to reflect your inner state. Your experience of powerlessness can be transformed, not by hard physical work or mental exertions, but by staying present long enough to see through the illusion of powerlessness, allowing the higher truth to be revealed to you. That power you hold inside is actually more accessible than you think. Restore the humane in humanity. Several weeks ago, during my morning spiritual practice, I was seized by a thought that I do not want my people to suffer anymore. Whilst I hold a greater understanding of why we might experience challenges, on this day, I really did not want anyone to suffer anymore. With that, I did a strong practice to uplift everyone in my tribe to a higher realm, away from the template of hardship, struggles, difficulty, pain and suffering, and towards ease, flow and abundance. Ever since, I've been in the state of profound empathy and compassion for anyone who's in suffering. I can see it is part of spirit preparing me for the work of phase 3. In recent years, I have seen how humanity has lost some of the fundamental values that make us beautifully human. The normalization of substance use and abuse has disconnected us from ourselves and our hearts. With the rise of AI at an alarming rate, more of our humaneness is rapidly being stripped. Because transmission is ultimately about raising humanity, restoring the human heart, the ability for kindness, compassion, mercy, grace, etc., must be a necessary part of the work. That work entails shining the light on the power and beauty of coming back to our basic self. Humanity has been caught in the maelstrom of illusory life, so much so we are pushed out of alignment with our divine power. Those things we're programmed to see as boring and unexciting, spurring us in the pursuit of shiny objects, are actually portals to divine ecstasy. Make your life more meaningful and purposeful. Regardless of who you are, I know you have a deeper purpose in this lifetime. Not connecting with soul purpose can cause one to feel depressed, anxious, lost, confused, and scattered. These feelings can go on to create problems in the different areas of their life as they struggle to find meaning. Identifying your soul purpose need not be intimidating. Often, when we think about the idea of soul purpose, it can seem as if it's complicated. But the process is quite simple. It requires you to decide that you want to start living with more purpose, and the process of discovering yours will fall into place. I believe our souls are here to bring a certain light to the world, especially at this pivotal time for humanity. Every soul has the ability to enhance the world we're living in. We each carry a unique signature essence, like a facet of a diamond reflecting off an inimitable light, raising the vibration of those we come into contact with in our own special way. When you hold the knowledge of this special quality that makes you unique and allow it to shine brightly and generously through your actions, words, demeanor, your life will be infused with a sense of purpose and meaningfulness. It makes your life even juicier. There is no shortage of what you can do to express your special gift, and this makes your daily life an exciting blank canvas. It can be the thing that makes you jump out of bed in the morning, eager to greet the adventures to come. If you're already living a fulfilling life, sharpening your sense of purpose can increase your power in everything you do. Our soul mission is a channel through which we can express our original powerful self in this 3D dimension. Coupled with being clean, sober, present, returning to our pristine consciousness, and coming from our hearts, this is the power we have in bringing change to our world. Phase 3 has begun.